Okay, it's 7 o'clock and we're gonna bring the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District meeting to order. Would you join Director Gateau in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, with liberty, justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, at this time of the meeting, it's time for public comments and the public can discuss with us anything that is not on our agenda. There is no public present in the room. However, this is a teleconference, so I would like to check with the moderator to see if there's any public available who wants to speak about public comments. Okay, it appears that there's no public comment to be made, so we'll close public comments and I'm gonna move to the consent calendar. Are there any items on the consent calendar that a board member has an issue with?
If I can make a comment on item 3 and 4 of the consent calendar.
Okay, we'll just remove those from the consent calendar and we'll bring those up next. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Move to approve items 1 and 2.
Director Lee has moved to approve.
Second.
Director Mayer has moved to second. Can I have a roll call, please? Roll call vote.
Gateau, aye.
Graves, aye.
Lee, aye.
Mayer, aye.
Pease, aye. Okay, with that, we'll move to C3, Discovery Bay Lighting Landscaping and the Ravenswood Improvement. Director Gateau.
Thank you. I just want to make a quick comment, and I'm probably not saying anything that the rest of the board doesn't already understand, but just as a reminder speaking for the other 202 parcels in Zone 9 as well, our assessment has been increased every year since I purchased in there. With this new assessment, this will bring up that each parcel is $714 per year for landscaping and maintenance.
Okay.
In comparison to Zone 8, it equates to be $200 per parcel per year. So Zone 9 does pay 2.5 to 3 times more than Zone 8 does.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for the comment.
I would move for approval of items 3 and 4.
Director Graves has moved for approval.
I'll second.
Director Mayer is second. Can I have a roll call, please?
President, Vice President Gateau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
President Pease?
Aye. Okay, with that, we're gonna move on. There's no presentations this evening. And the Veolia water presentation is gonna be moved to our July meeting. So now we're gonna move to F1, our business and action items. Staff, F1.
Yes, board, this year is an election year. And at this time each year, we, to be on the ballot, we need to have a resolution requesting that of the election office, along with sending a special district worksheet that's attached, an elected official's terms of office report, and file this with the Contra Costa County Clerk Recorder Elections Department by July 1st, 2020. The resolution is attached here for your reference. We're asking that you pass this and authorize me to send the documents to the elections department.
Thank you. Is there any clarifying questions from the board? Seeing none, I'll ask for public comment. Is there any public comment on the teleconference? I am not hearing any public comments, so we'll close public comment and move back to the board. Is there any discussions or a motion?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Director Graves has moved to approve.
Second.
Director Leet has a second. Roll call vote, please.
Vice President Gatto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Leet?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
President Peace?
Aye. Motion carries. We'll move now to business item F2. Staff, please.
As it pleases the board, at the board meeting on June 3rd, the board of directors were presented with the fiscal year 2021 preliminary budget for the town of Discovery Bay's revenue and spending plans for the upcoming fiscal year. The budget document remains the same as on June 3rd submission, with the exception of the new rate tables from the rate study approved on June 3rd have been put into the budget packet. While the board is presented with a two-year budget, only the upcoming fiscal year budget needs to be adopted. The spending for FY 2021 budget for the Water Wastewater Administration expenditures are estimated at $8.2 million, with capital projects of $4.5 million. Lighting and Landscaping Divisions for Zone 8, the budget is $801K for expenditures, with capital budget of $580K. Zone 9, the expenditure budget is $137K with no planned capital improvements for FY 2021. I ask the board to adopt the FY 2021 budget. Any questions?
Seeing none from the board, I'll move to public comments. Is there any teleconference public comments on the budget?
Public hearing.
Hearing no response, we'll close public comment and move back to the board. Is there any questions or motion?
I would move approval of the registration resolution adopting the budget.
Director Leet has moved to approve.
I'll second.
Director Gatto is second. Could I have a roll call vote, please?
Vice President Gatto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Leet?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
President Peace?
Aye. Motion carries. With that, we'll move on to manager's report, community center update. Thank you. Pool
we're
update.
Actually do the community center pool update under general manager's report, but I would like to bring up landscape manager Bill Engelman to give you an update on some of the landscaping projects we've been doing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Just a quick landscape update. As you know, the crew cleared out the entrance to Ravenswood on Post Street. We're going to start what I call a pilot project there, a new streetscape design. Relatively small, quick turnaround project. Over the next few days, it'd be good to get some input from some of the staff and from others about some of the concepts I've come up with for this. And once we complete it in a couple weeks, it'd be nice to, again, sit down with the Parks and Recs Committee and come up with a strategy to implement this on a more visible landscape like Flipper or the Boulder. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to say that we have made arrangements, the Park and Rec Committee has made arrangements with Bill to go ahead and go out and take a look at that by the end of this week so we can get on it and get working with it.
That's the Clipper area?
Yeah, the area that he's gathered.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, the Ravenswood, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, is that what we're doing, we have an area that's not extremely high visibility, but it's a good place to try some new things and see how we like them, so then we can implement them in some larger, more visible areas. And so Brian and I are going to be going out to do that with Bill. Am I correct, Bill?
You hit it on the head.
Okay. Correct. And but I just want to let the board know we're trying to get out and get that done right away so we can get some of this stuff looking, so we can get on it and get it looking better.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. We'll now move on to general manager's report.
Okay, as requested from last meeting, a pool update. Where we are with the competitive pool design process is they completed the designs, it went through the building department, the building department made some the environment, Contra Costa Environmental Health Department, they made some recommendations. The plan were modified to include those recommendations, and now it went to the building department. The building department then sends the plans out to various stakeholders, like, believe it or not, us, as well as fire and others, to weigh in on the pool plans and to bring back any changes or recommendations that they want to see in the plan to the building department, which will then go back to Terracon for inclusion in the overall building plan. Once that where we're at now is it's with those stakeholders, those plans. We're hoping to get those back as soon as possible. And once that takes place and we have the building department plans back approved and in our hands and the changes made, then we will look at, I'll be asking Terracon to make a revised guesstimate of the cost of a competitive pool and all the associated costs with that. And then the board can decide at that point whether they want to move forward with an RFP process, sending it out to bid. I will say that I've been in touch with Tony Adams, and I'm really appreciative of Adams Pool. As you know, they started our renovation on this pool, and they've been silently and patiently standing in the wings, waiting for a decision from us on whether we want to continue with the renovation or whether we're going to proceed with a competitive pool. And the question I posed to Tony Adams was, what's your drop dead date on if we wanted to go back to refurbishing the pool and have it ready for next season being April-ish? And he said, pretty much need to know September would be the drop dead date. It's a very busy time for the pool companies right now, he says, believe it or not. And so we need to get in that queue as soon as possible. So are there any questions?
No, looks like that's a fantastic update. We're just waiting on the bureaucracy to push through the process.
Well, we're needling it along as possible.
Yeah. Thank you. Actually, Mike, I have one question. Did Tony give you a feeling as far as what the repair cost is going to be? Is it going to be the same as what they originally, or has the project morphed given the fact that it's been sitting there for so long?
He did not.
Okay. With that, we're going to move on to our open session. We're going to move to a closed session, so we'll have the legal team bring us into that.
Hi, thank you, Chair. The Town of Discovery Bay will adjourn to closed session to address the item on the agenda identified as M1.
Thank you.
And at this point, we can go ahead and we can, and everybody that is on the line can go ahead and wait on to this. We'll call back in about 5 to 10 minutes, and the closed session should be completed at that time. And we do not anticipate a reportable action, but at that time, we will be making the report out of closed session.
It may take longer.
So I will let the board. Okay.